Wendy, look who's here.
The excitable boy.
The excitable boy himself, David Hochberg, is here. I was watching the Blackhawks game last night, and thinking about you. It was a great game.
Great game.
What do you think's going to happen the rest of the way?
It's going to be 18 or 19 games left. We're going to be on our corners of our seat. We're going to have great rides, and we're going to be very high highs and very low lows. And, listen. I like the second half of the season more than I did the first half of the season. You could actually sit there and they've got a chance of winning. So it as much as I didn't like to see Coach Q leave, I think we talked about it on the show.
We have,
I had no say in his firing, and I have no say in the hiring of Colleton as a coach now. I just want to see good hockey, and it's finally coming
together.
We've been
seeing a lot of it the last couple
of weeks. It's been fun. It's been a great month stretch here since the beginning of the year. They've been playing great hockey. It's been exciting. Even when they lose, it's been exciting. I was at the game with Robbie Gould. I brought Robbie. He's a buddy of mine. We went to the Team Hochberg
Suite. Listen to him.
No.
He's a buddy of mine.
With his family.
The Bears don't want him, but I still got his back.
Well, no, the Bears do want him. They just can't have him.
Right. A lot of people want him. For my football team as well. But, we don't
Team
kick.
Hopper.
I just want Robbie there. And, they lost to the Avalanche, but it was an exciting game. They were down 3-0. They came back 3-3, and they lost it 4-3. But, at least there was a game there to watch. When they were down 3-0 in the past, it'd be like 6-1. You'd be like, great.
That's bad.
It was horrible, right? You can only eat so many hot dogs.
Right.
And I was listening to, I don't think it was the last one, it might have been two ago, and they came out of the game with Excitable Boy, John was getting all excited about it.
Sure.
Oh, a little Warren Zevon, am an Excitable Boy, so I thought of you, David.
How about that?
Nice here.
All right, I know you did. You probably didn't come here to talk about hockey.
No, we're giving money away. We're going to pay people's mortgage payment, Team Hochberg, but we'll talk about that after the break. I really want to talk about... how two of your listeners who called, one was a Marine, or he served, called up another advertiser on the radio. He had horrible credit. He was credit challenged, so he called us, which he should have done in the first place. We kicked him over to our credit enhancement expert by the name of Gary Novell. We have a special with Gary. It's $350 for individuals, $600 for couples. If you're credit challenged, Gary will enhance your credit. Then you come back to Team Hochberg. We will credit that fee back to you in a closing cost credit. So
win-win.
Yeah, you make an investment in yourself. And then, it shows that you're serious. Gary will scrape off all the barnacles, get you in position to finance a new home. This guy wants to use his VA eligibility that he earned while serving in the Marines. So that's one great story. So thank you, WGN listeners. And another one was a gentleman called. He had his wife just gave birth to their first child. Baby girl.
How exciting,
right? He had about $30,000, approaching $30,000 with credit card debt, which is typical for your listeners, which is about $1,200 a month. He had a great rate of 3.75 or 3.875 on a 30-year fixed loan for like $240,000. And he was calling around to get, quotes. I'm like, why are you looking to refinance your first loan? Why don't you just take out a second loan? You only need 30 G's. So long story short, we hooked him up with our team at Republic Bank, who they are in the process of throwing on a line of credit against his house, up to 90%, pulling out $30,000 because he lived in a $300,000 home. And he's going to pay off all of his credit card debt, save himself about $1,200 a month.
Jeez.
Just paying off his debt. Okay, and there is a payment on the 30. There is a mortgage payment on the 30 that you're borrowing, but it's $1,200 less or $1,300 less, whatever it is, than what he was paying on the credit card debt. So he could take that money to pay down the home equity line of credit. Or, I have three girls. I remember those days of having a baby. You've got twins, right? Running to Target, butt paste, diapers, and wipes. Butt wipes. Butt wipes, diapers, and butt cream. That was for you. And then you picked some up, and then you went to the baby section for the baby stuff. So, you run it back and forth. You always need a couple $100 when you have babies for something.
Yeah.
And this frees up a ton of money, so thank you, WGN.
But did he have to put the baby up as collateral, David?
Or were
you
able not to at all.
You found a way around
that. No, he had to put his wife up for collateral. Yeah, that's fine. She'd still got...
careful. Be very careful.
So let's get back to helping your WGN listeners.
Yes.
So we helped out a Marine enhance his credit so him and his wife could use their VA eligibility.
And a new father.
And a new father and a new mother with a new baby.
Yes.
Pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt. We did not do that person's loan. right? Other people were talking to him. Other lenders out there were talking to him about refinancing out of his 3.75 or 8.75% loan. I'm like, you're out of your mind. You can't leave that loan. That's a great loan.
The price is too good.
It's too good.
You wouldn't beat the price.
Right. Why would you want to take out $30,000 when you could take out $30,000 on a home equity line of credit because you had really good credit and leave your mortgage alone
right.
instead of a loan alone? So there's an example how when you call, if it's not in your best interest, we're not going to do anything. So, that's a service we offer. We're also going to be paying. We're having a sweepstakes. We have to call it a sweepstakes. It's not a contest, according to the attorneys. It's called a sweepstakes.
Okay.
Anybody can enter, right? So here's the deal. I set up a website. It's 56DavidWin, DAVIDWIN. You go there. It's free. Anybody can register. The entire state of Illinois, the entire state of Michigan, the entire state of Indiana, the entire state of Wisconsin, and the entire state of Iowa. You go there and you put your information in. You have to be a minimum 21 years old. So so there's a birthday template, field there. Mm-hmm. You have to have a primary residence in one of those states, and we're going to pay the principal and interest payment on your mortgage if you're selected, up to $2,500, and there's 3-4 pages of flipping rules that the attorneys wrote, and you can see all the rules and regulations there. We're going to pick it. I have a radio show on another station on Saturdays, and at the last Saturday of the month on my show, we're going to pick a winner, and then we're going to bring out one of those gigantic goofy checks, and we're going to do
big checks.
Oh, the big checks!
People love the big checks.
Everything, but like without Ed McMahon,
right?
Well, and the van. It would be tough to get Ed.
He's gone.
Right. Well, it'd be difficult unless we could find somebody by the name of Ed McMahon to come.
Oh, that would even be better.
That'd be better. Right.
So the winner will be chosen 100% at random. Their names will just be
100% random.
And what do they get?
They get a free mortgage payment. So whatever your principal and interest payment is. Right.
Yes.
Whatever your principal and interest payment is,
regardless of the price, it can be extremely high, it can be extremely low.
You can live in a $3 million house, have a $1 million mortgage. We're going to go up to $2,500 is the cap.
Oh, okay.
And we're only doing the first mortgage payment, principal and interest. If there's an interest only loan, we're only paying the interest only. If you have a home equity line of credit and first lien position,
yes,
we're just paying the first lien position.
This
payment.
Sounds like a contest, David.
It's not a contest. It's a sweepstakes.
It sounds like a contest,
well,
but it's a sweepstakes.
Stop talking about
it's
it because I got enough attorneys coming.
Right, it's a sweepstakes. Let's go with sweepstakes.
It's a sweepstakes, for the love of God.
All right.
Okay, so
that's fine.
It's free. It's free. Anybody, you don't have to do a mortgage with us, right?
It can't be free.
Can I register?
Can
of
Wendy
course
register?
You can. Yes.
For your sweepstakes?
You can, yes. Wendy, you, Bill, not so much.
I can't
but
be
yes.
in it.
No, but anybody can. Anybody can. You go to 56DavidWin and register. It's free. Now, you just enter once because we're doing it for the entire year.
Yes.
Okay, so up until. The December winner is the last selected winner of this year.
Yeah.
And if it's a huge success, which I think it's going to be big. We're going to continue it next year, but we'll start the collection of the data all over again. So if you enter in today, you're good through the end of the year because it's only one entry per person.
Okay.
So don't submit 400 of them for the love of God.
Because then you'll be disqualified.
Right. We're just going to bounce them out of the spreadsheet. So, we're going to alphabetize it. And if there's 17 George McGillicuddies on 123 Happy Meal Lane, we're only going to take the first one and blow the other.
I'd love to live there.
What town is Happy Meal Lane in?
Oh, that's great. They have great fries.
I would love to go there.
And
All right. Well, that sounds like a great sweepstakes, Wendy.
It's a sweepstakes.
It sounds like a contest, but it's not. It's a sweepstakes.
It's a sweepstakes.
All right. Well, good.
Yes.
I'm glad you're doing
this. I'm very happy.
You should be. All right. We'll take a break and then more of the excitable boy David Hochberg right after this.
Oh, this is too mellow for one David Hochberg. I'm telling you, he's vice president of lending at Team Hochberg, all encompassed by Homeside Financial, 855-56-DAVID. During those live reads, I refuse to give the numerical thing because the whole thing is 855-56-DAVID.
Yeah.
It's just easier to remember. And 56David.com.
Right. As long as you type in the number 5 and the number 6, you're fine. Right.
What about your NMLS number? Is that right?
136675.
Great number.
Yeah, it's great.
What a great
number.
It
just flows right off your mouth.
Joe has called us and he has a question. Joe, you have a mortgage question?
Yeah, in about a month or two, I'm about to pay off a mortgage, and I want to know if there's a checklist or something to make sure everything goes smoothly with it, and I'm not sure what else to ask.
First of all, can I just say congratulations, Joe? You're paying off your mortgage. I will never do that.
Yeah.
Good job.
Many people. Well, congratulations, Joe. That's fantastic. Where do you live?
Hey, McHenry.
McHenry County. Okay, how much is your home worth in McHenry?
It's probably about 225 right now.
Okay. And you like Jack Frank's dropping your real estate taxes out there? Nice guy.
Yeah, I like Jack.
Yeah, Jack's a good guy. I wish he moved to Cook County.
Oh, my God, yes.
President.
My property tax went up again.
Yeah. So all you people in Chicago wanting to vote for Tony Preckwinkle, look at your tax bill and see
All right, get back to Joe.
All right, so Joe, is it Joe? Joe, so here's what I would do. Is it a big bank? Is it a local bank? I mean, or is it?
It's a big bank.
All right. I mean, is it like a Chase or Wells Fargo where you can go in?
You hit it on the head. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. So just to make sure, right, do you bank at Chase or do you bank at Wells Fargo? I mean, do you bank at the bank? Again, I did the two words together. Do you bank at the at your mortgage holder's facility or no?
No, I don't do any banking there. That's just where the loan is.
That's just where the loan is. Okay, so if you're concerned about it, right? And how much is your mortgage payment? 800, 900, 1000? 1100?
Yeah, like around 1000. That includes taxes and all.
Okay, so what I would do is this. Number one, if you want to make sure, I would go into the bank on the last payment, right? Stop in and say, hey, you've got this mortgage. What's my last payment to pay the loan off? Go to your bank, get the cash, go to the bank that's got the mortgage, and pay it off. Okay, and what'll happen is you'll get a receipt showing that you have a zero balance. They're sitting with a ton of money in your escrow account, right? Because they're getting ready to pay your taxes in June and August. So whatever's in your escrow account, that's going to come back to you in the form of a check, and you'll have to put that into a separate account. Now, what I would strongly advise you to do, it's great to have a mortgage-free home, but if you have that, oh, my God, God forbid moment, like my mother used to say 7,000 times a year because we were, I was Jewish, and that's what we said, God forbid all the time, I would go and get a line of credit at Republic Bank. I could hook you up with our guy at Republic Bank, Joe. And he could put a line of credit against your house for an emergency reason. God forbid something happens, right? So if the furnace goes or the hot water tank goes, you need an 800 to 1,000 for the hot water tank. If the furnace goes, you need new HVAC for 3 to 5 G's. If you need foundation work or permaseal or something, that could be anywhere from $3,000 to $30,000, depending upon how exorbitant the work is. Always have that line of credit against a paid off house. Especially if you're working, especially if you have a good credit, especially when you don't need it. So it's there when you don't. It's there when you need it. So you take it when you don't need it. So it's there when you need it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I don't know what bank it is. I mean, I got it through quite a while ago. I don't know if it wasn't actually like an outlet bank, like one of the little Chase branches. So I guess I could find out where.
Yeah, find out where. Here's what I would do. Find out where your banking is, right? You're going to get a statement, right? So call up the 800 number. Find out if there's a local facility here in the Chicagoland area that you could walk into and pay the last payment just so you know it's been paid. If not, then what I would do is I'd get a payoff amount and wire the money there and just to make sure that they have it. I mean, any overage that you send in will be sent back to you, and you'll get a letter, congratulations, you paid off your mortgage. And really, there's nothing you have to do other than just continue making the payment until it's gone. And when it is, call me, and I'll hook you up with Joe over at Republic Bank for a line of credit for an emergency shoot.
Good luck to you, Joe. Congratulations.
Thanks, Joe.
Is there a deed or something you're supposed to pick up or deed or anything like that?
Yeah, you're going to get a release of mortgage after the mortgage is paid off from the lender after they record it at the county, after it's recorded to show that there's no mortgage against your house.
Good luck, Joe.
Okay, because I don't know if that's something you're supposed to put in a safe deposit box.
No, I would just keep it in a safe place, safe deposit box if you have it. But, you could always pull the title on your home just to prove that there's no mortgage on it.
Got to run, Joe.
Okay.
Thanks, Joe.
Rewind for just a second. You said most people end up never paying off their mortgages. I don't doubt that for a second, but that's sad.
Why is it sad? It's
you don't think
leverage.
That's it?
That's why America was built on.
I know, but...
What are you, a communist?
But,
I mean,
no,
what,
I'm not a communist. Well, no, yeah, I'm not. I'm not. But don't you think most people's intention when they're house hunting is they envision this future by which there's a day where the house is paid off?
One day I envision myself getting to a pair of 34-inch pants. That hasn't happened that hasn't happened.
I already know I'll never pay mine.
You know that for a fact.
Yeah.
Come on. Who's going to pay? Listen. It's a great thought process.
Yeah.
Right? Then you have a kid. boom. Okay, there's 20-30 G's a year right there. God knows what, medical, and you know, you take them to the doctor every time. There's a $50 copay.
Yeah.
You got to feed them. You got to clothe them. You got to educate them.
You're supposed to.
But I've heard you ask people when they're in the market to refinance, is how long do you plan on staying in the house?
Right.
And I always think most people in their head go, well, I want to stay there for the rest of my life, but that's not how it plays out.
You just got to stop getting into people's heads because maybe that's your challenge. So most people live in a house 5 to 7 years. That's the normal industry. You know,
that's the average.
That's the normal industry average. Now, some people, right? Because listen, I bought my first condo, 2800 North Lakeshore Drive. Mm-hmm. Right, I was in it for 3 years. Got married. I moved to Valparaiso. I was in that for 3 years. Got divorced. Moved back to 2800 North Lakeshore Drive. I was there for 3 years. Sold it. Moved to Northbrook. I'm in my house that I'm in now since 2001.
Yeah.
So I've been there for a good 16, 17, 18 years. Right. So I've been there 2002, whenever the hell it was. So I've been there a good time period.
Yeah.
But if you add up 333 plus 16 divided by 4,
machine.
Right, it's like 7 years, you know, is the average.
Yeah,
exactly.
We want to have your next door neighbors on at some point.
You should.
I'd like to meet them.
Yeah, they're in Florida 10 months out of the year, driving bananas.
We've been in our house 20 years.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
Yeah. Okay, but most people,
right?
So I've got
and
a lady.
And work might relocate you.
Sure.
I mean, there are many
there's so many
things.
Factors.
I've got a lady right now, WGN listener, okay? She has a great loan, 4.5%. She took out $79,000 student loan and a $29,000 student loan.
Yeah.
So round it up, she's got 100 G's in student loans. Okay, the student loans are suffocating her. We basically took the student loans, rolled it into her mortgage because it was less expensive. We freed up $1,200 to $1,200,
right,
just rolling her student loans in. So her intention was, she's 60-some years old right now. So I'm sure when she moved into her house 20, 30 years ago, that her intention was to move. I don't think she planned on spending $100,000 to send her kid to college.
Right.
Okay,
right.
But thank God she's got the equity in her North Shore home that she could take that 100 G's and roll it into her mortgage and lower her monthly payment over $1,000 a month. So, you know, some people are like, oh, you shouldn't use your home as a piggy bank. You know what? Live your life the way you want to live your life.
You do what you need to do to continue living.
Right, that's why Baskin Robbins has 31 flavors. You know, one flavor for every day of the month. Some people like nuts in their ice cream. Like you, I personally don't like nuts in my ice cream. So, but you know, it's a personal preference. So, you know, for one guy here, Tony, Joe wants to pay his loan off. God bless him.
Right.
You know, there's other people that need that equity in their home to pay off some other stuff to keep their payments down.
I'd like both. I'd like to pay off my home and get money.
Get nuts in the ice cream.
Yes.
Yeah. David, just between me and you, is it a contest or is it a sweepstakes?
It's a sweepstakes.
It is a sweepstakes.
Very
in
quickly
your head, it's
here,
a contest.
You can register to get 1 month of your mortgage paid.
It doesn't matter.
Up to $2,500.
If you live in Illinois, if you live in Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, or Iowa, doesn't matter. Primary residence, least 21 years old, go to 56davidwynn.com. And it could be your friends, family, coworkers, and neighbors. It might not be you. You might be renting. I talked to a guy today. He's like, well, I rent. I live in L.A. I go, I'm sorry. I'm happy you live in L.A., but you don't live here and you don't own a home here. You don't qualify. It's not that deep. Okay? So if you live,
God forbid,
if you live in a home in Illinois, it's primary residence, go to 56davidwynn.com. It's free. We're going to pick one winner a month. Good luck, everybody.
David, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. This has been exciting and great.
go Hawks.
Go Hawks. Yeah,
all
go
right.
Hawks.
Absolutely. All right, we'll take a break. We'll get you some news and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
And coming up, the stories that matter with Ryan Burrow from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.